This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a hot little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News. We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
There have been record-breaking numbers of sperm donations, with sperm banks selling 20% more splooge in 2020. The coronavirus pandemic and the surge of demand has created a sperm shortage, which comes with loads of direct-to-consumer transactions. These mega donors are called sperm kings, and they are heavily sought after all over the internet. The good news? They are generally donating their seed for free.
For those in a long-term relationship, good for you. Maintenance sex is better than no sex at all. Psychology Today touts the importance of intimacy even when every sexual encounter isn't accompanied by fireworks and multiple orgasms. It's important to stay connected with your partner by whatever means necessary. May we suggest watching some porn together?
The actor Armie Hammer was trending recently. The internet is up in arms about alleged sext messages about cannibalism, drinking blood, and rape fantasies. What isn't being talked about as much, but seems more important to us, is the testimony of his ex-girlfriend, alleging some pretty serious emotional abuse. Stay tuned in this episode where we'll dive deeper into cannibalism, which has been burning up our text chains all week.
And in other local news, we got presents! Did you know Laura and I have Amazon wish lists? If you've already subscribed to our Patreon but want to give us something a little extra this winter, message us and we'll let you know where to go.
And last bit of local news, one of our hosts just went to Planned Parenthood to get an STI test. Friendly reminder to get tested for STIs and COVID. Stay safe, dear listeners.
Before we get into the topic, which is a really good one, we got to talk about this Armie Hammer stuff. Because yeah. I have been texting with people for the past week.
Yeah.
But basically, because everyone's like, please explain. What pisses me off is all of these articles, all of the headlines are Armie Hammer is a cannibal. And I'm like, that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is that this man is abusive.
Do we need to give a little bit of context for listeners that may not give a shit about movie stars? But a specific Instagram handle leaked photos of text messages. And so, and they're theoretically and probably from Armie Hammer to a mistress.
Effie.
House of Effie is the Instagram account. And they say some like pretty incendiary things. Like, I want to suck your blood and get the minerals. I'm paraphrasing
no,
here.
No, it's more like, you know.
Well, that is one of them. Like, one of them is like going to sleep, sucking your blood, getting like iron and minerals.
Yeah. Like he was like, I would want to like, you know, cut off a piece of you and keep it with me. Like I would eat your beating heart while it's still warm. Things
like
that. I
am 100% a cannibal. This is so crazy to say. I can't believe I'm saying this kind of stuff.
Which, like, you know, we are never the person to kink shame. And, like, yes, that's absolutely a kink. That's absolutely a fetish. But what isn't being talked about that I think is worse is the fact that this person was a big fan of, like, consensual not consent, and was a big fan of, admittedly, a big fan of pushing the boundaries with vanilla girls. Like, that's something that he said to her. doing BDSM without safe words or boundaries.
Yeah, when you said consensual non-consent, I was like, ooh, in some cases, I don't think it was quite consensual. I think right. it was right. non-consent with a partner who would otherwise be consenting. But as we right. know, that does not mean consent.
Exactly.
Also, with his ex-girlfriend in particular, like really extreme emotional abuse, like
providing no aftercare after intense like rape play, BDSM play, and then ghosting, literally ghosting.
Mm-hmm. And also like drinking.
All while being married.
Yeah. Also like being intoxicated and like doing things that made partners really uncomfortable, like pushing those boundaries in the sexual act. Like mm-hmm. it sort of goes on and there seems to be an alleged pattern.
Yes. Loads of women are coming out about it, about how yeah. they feel they were so, abused. And
yeah, so weirdly, like cannibalism or like cannibalist fantasies should be in a box over here.
Yeah.
And there are ways to like consensually play with kink around that.
Certainly.
And then in the other box, we have non-consensual BDSM and we have non-consensual sex acts and
abuse and rape
and emotional abuse.
Right.
So that to me. Is the fucking headline. And
exactly.
Like me, if it's true, which it feels substantiated, not fucking cool. And listen, yeah. I am, I have a full blown prejudice against super rich people.
Yeah.
And my prejudice, is based in, patterns and observations. I think there are many there are many exceptions to the rule. There are many people that are rich or uber rich who manage to come up as well-adjusted people who have empathy and who are highly functioning, wonderful people. I do think there is a risk when in your entire life there are no natural consequences. And like, I don't know Armie Hammer's upbringing, but being that rich, being named after being named after your fucking empire of capitalism.
Yes. Yeah.
That's going to do something.
Exactly.
And I imagine having an upbringing where like the consequences for your actions are not proportionate to those actions, where like probably everyone around you is a yes man or a yes woman in some format. It removes natural consequences and it removes a natural mm-hmm. ability, capacity for empathy.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably at play here. I'm absolutely extrapolating and I have no fucking contact or intimate knowledge of Armie Hammer. But if this alleged activity is real,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, sorry. You're so fucking rich and you want to eat people and you want to abuse them and like
have sex
like
slaves.
There's a correlation there that
right.
I can't really speak to scientifically, but that I'm like,
yeah.
It's
not lost on me that like he's the dom in these scenarios. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like
it's very 50 Shades of fucking Grey. Like
yeah.
it's very like, and there are a lot of people that are like, I'd still do them, and I'm like, I'm not on that team,
I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think there's something deeper and gross going on here that is different than the kink
uh-huh.
and different than all of the good and attractive qualities about this person,
right.
you know,
yeah,
potentially
I mean,
good. I
reading,
don't know.
Especially reading these emails that Effie put on her Instagram recently, where it was like emails that she sent to him earlier this year in like March being like, you raped me. It's been really traumatic on me and you've taken no accountability. You've never apologized. You just keep saying, well, that's not how I view things. And like, that's gaslighting.
Yeah.
And what's crazy to me is it's been like, what, like a week now and he's made no statement.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like he's just probably lived his life without ever having to deal with consequences of things.
Yeah. I think that's a factor mm-hmm. and it might be an unfair, like outside judgment call to make, but
yeah. Right.
There's potentially a narrative there that I could construct
exactly.
and clearly
right.
am. Anyway, let's move on
yeah!
and talk about giantess porn. And it is important for us to correlate here because
yes.
I don't like to form a habit of being like, we're going to comment on like celebrity gossip, but this
right.
is relevant to this topic
because
there's adjacent kinks here,
yes.
I guess, is a
well,
way
there's
to
a lot
it.
Of vore, which I wasn't really aware of before the Armie Hammer thing or researching for this episode. It's the short term name for vorophilia, which is an erotic desire or sexual fantasy to be consumed or to consume another, which is, you know, a kink. It's a
and it's
a
important.
Fetish. Yeah,
and it's important to distinguish cannibalism from vererophilia because vererophilia is specifically like being consumed whole,
yes,
as opposed to like bits and bloody pieces.
Yeah,
but they're, you know, in the Venn diagram of kinks,
right,
there are certainly people that overlap, and these are similar kinks. But
right,
it's all to say, we're sort of talking about something similar to cannibalism, and that involves some interesting like dom sub play and consuming, yeah, and consumption of a
power
person.
Dynamics, yes,
whether that's symbolic or more literalized.
Right. I have to say, I never knew anything about giantess before this podcast.
Neither did I. When we suggested the topic, I thought it was going to be close to like BBW or like an extreme version of like just size and body type. But this is actually it's actually about the woman being giant.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the,
like you can have extreme versions of fantasy. You know,
yes,
it's like being it falls under the sexual paraphilia macrophilia.
Just gonna say,
which is a sexual paraphilia in which individuals derive sexual arousal from a fascination with giants and/or a sexual fantasy involving giants.
Yes, it literally means lover of large macrophilia. You could put that together, and but I do think that this kink goes even further is like not just large, but also
no
gigantic,
like fee fi fo fum.
Yes,
you know,
we're talking fee fi fo fum. We're talking crushing your bones to make my bread.
That's right, picking you up by your little, you know, shirt and
your little tiny shirt.
Yeah.
Are you also picturing the like old Disney cartoons?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And we should say that it's most commonly a kink that men have for women. So a lot of, like, most of the giant porn you will see is giantess porn.
Right.
Often solo and shot very creatively to give us some angles so that you feel like you're a little tiny man in this big giant's kitchen.
Yeah. And it also includes a lot of toys, things like that.
Like a lot of very small action figures, as we'll talk about in more detail later.
Right. And it really has blossomed over the years thanks to the internet, because we've been able to be, content creators have been able to be, you know, pretty creative with camera angles and things like that and Photoshop stuff. My kind of favorite giantess porn is the kind that's like POV, where it's like, you know, the camera is just like supposed to be me, the viewer, being really tiny, and then it's the woman like picking you up. Yeah,
yeah,
like I love that shit. Like it doesn't really like track.
I don't think it really is like a giantess porn if you're not getting that POV, because how do you create that impression otherwise without like cheating that?
I mean, in both of the videos that we'll talk about, they rely heavily on like the action figures.
Oh, I see. You mean you're into it when you're like experiencing
actually,
it, but not when we cut away and we see the little man.
Yes. I don't really love the little men action figures.
Yeah, the little men does take me out of it as well, only because I'm like, it's an action figure and I feel like we're playing pretend suddenly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it is like, I mean, it's the most extreme version of like a power dynamic, right? Like, of like you are literally so small that you couldn't be any more meaningless. Like you are below a sub, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
So it makes sense that way for me. But also like, yeah, the vulnerability, that's why I think people are attracted to it. Especially the people who are who want to be crushed or eaten, consumed.
Mm-hmm.
I was really fascinated. I was like, by both. Like, why are women attracted to being giantesses, what that kink is, and why are the people who are watching it attracted to being like crushed or consumed, or you know, the fear, the potential fear, danger.
There's not a ton of research on this. We were both sent by our lovely intern Claire the article from Justin LaMiller, who I consider like holder of all things sexual research. And even he
would we be without Justin LaMiller?
truly. And we're recording with him soon, so exciting. But yeah, like he even was like, there's not a lot on this, but it's probably something to do obviously with like power submission and like dom sub dynamics. And it's so fascinating to me because it seems to me to be such a cognitive kind of submission. Did I say the word cognitive clearly, or did I stumble over it? It sounded like I chewed it up.
You said cognitive. Okay, yeah. Explain more, though.
What I mean by that is, like, there's something different to me about being tied up and being, or like many forms of BDSM where it's about physical submission and about a physical experience of submitting power. And that's obviously part of this and could even be an element of the kink. Like, truly, you want to meet a giant in your life and you want that giant to crush you.
Yeah.
But once it enters the porn space, the representation of it is so interesting and cognitive. Like, much of the giantess porn out there isn't tremendously sexual. It doesn't all include sex acts at all. A lot of it is just these tiny figures, camera angles, and playing with those proportions. So it's interesting to me to go to the internet just to watch videos where, like, a woman seems bigger than you, and for that to be your thing, you know, like, it's fascinating to me because it seems, again, like, cognitive and sort of detached from a certain amount of physical acts. And that could just be the impossibility of creating those physical acts, but it's really interesting. And I can weirdly relate to it, and I'm wrong. There's not a similarity here, but, like, I get a visceral response to tiny things. Like, I love miniatures, and I know I'm not alone in that. Like, I love little tiny models, and I love looking at, like, tiny dollhouse shit, like, on the internet. Like, there's something in me that I'm like, ooh, that's cool. And I couldn't tell you why I fucking like that.
Right.
I couldn't tell you why I gravitate to miniature things. Yeah. It's just sort of fun or cute or something. Yeah. But it's a visceral response. And it's not sexual. It's just, I love tiny things.
Yeah.
You know?
I can get that. It was also fascinating to read these, like, there was a couple of Vice articles where they interviewed some people, and there's this one woman who, giantess
Amazon
Caitlin,
Amanda?
Giantess Caitlin.
Oh, different.
Talking about her crush fetish and vor fetish. Mm. And she basically was like, because I was like, what makes someone want to be the big person? You know? Like, I was like, oh, I get, like, you know, if you're a sub, you want to be the tiny thing because you want to be controlled, or, you know, you want to be nothing. But this is a quote from her, and I felt like it kind of was illuminating. To be eaten is the ultimate sacrifice a tiny creature can make. Vor is about giving your life, your essence, to feed another being. It's very sexual and very romantic, as strange as that may sound. When I swallow a tiny person, I know their life is now mine. That as my shrunken prey is digested, their body will serve and nourish my life. They are helpless to the desires, whims, and biological needs of my body. It's about giving or having your life taken away to serve something far more powerful and beautiful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, because I did go down a rabbit hole following Amazon Amanda and some videos about her. Justin had linked to her. And she just happens to be very big. She's like 6'3" or 6'4" or something. And just a very, like, unconventionally large woman, and she makes a living out of it. So that, to me, makes sense that, like, she naturally sort of fell into it. Like, this is my size, and it gives pleasure to clients. And she's not even a sex worker. She just meets up with folks and goes on dates with them, or, like, carries them on her back, or, like, scoops them up, like, does, like, size play. Like, one of the videos I watched was with a man who is 5'4" or 5'3", I think he said. So smaller than average, like a petite man, so to speak. And he talked about, like, he was her client. So it was less that she got gratification out of it, except for, like, professional gratification of just, like, being in service of people with that kink, or just that desire to be around a very large woman. But it did feel more like circumstances, and she naturally fell into it, than it being a kink that she came up with, like, that it was like her inclination necessarily, although hard to say. She did a lot of work in some of her videos to be like, I'm not a prostitute. And I was like, well, what would be wrong with that? But
there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, it just doesn't happen to be her avenue.
Yeah. It was also fascinating just to kind of know that there is a huge macro community in the online space. There's a lot of digital art, fiction writing, collages on websites, forums, things like that. There's video games. And there's also SizeCon, which is an annual adult convention held in New York City for macrophiles and microphiles. There's guests, panels, exhibitions, workshops, gaming, and there's one coming up in February.
So that's just a gathering of a bunch of people of really extreme sizes.
Exactly.
And then some people of average size who have those kinks.
Right. I thought
that's
got to
be a fascinating visual. I want to be like working the hotel when they come by.
Right. Do you want to hear some stats?
Always.
Okay, cool. So Giantess has grown in popularity, specifically in 2015, where Pornhub saw a 1,000% increase.
I saw that too. What was that about?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but Giantess.
I'm asking rhetorically. I don't expect you to have that.
I didn't look into it. Giantess was relatively more popular in Delaware, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Virginia, and Minnesota, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Also has grown exponentially thanks to content creators. After data was gathered from 4 million videos on clips for sale, it was found that Giantess was the 34th most popular category.
Yeah.
And clips for sale is, you know, it's where you can buy directly from content creators. So pretty cool.
Yeah. We're seeing a little of that like chicken and egg syndrome of like, oh, somebody put something out on the internet and it grew probably by virtue of like people finding their people and like communities being like, oh, shit, I've been looking for this and I didn't know I was looking for this or I did. Mm-hmm. But also being like, oh, this is available and awaken something in me, which I think are both things that the internet. It's a good thing about the internet, I think.
Yeah.
At least in this sense.
Totally. Yeah. It was fascinating to kind of hear people's early on realization with this kink.
Yeah.
You know, of like where it comes into play, where they're like, yeah, I don't know. I saw Attack of the 50-Foot Woman and I was like, holy shit.
Just did something for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This makes sense.
Just exposure to the thing and then it worked.
Yeah. Anyways, showdown.
Let's showdown, baby.
Okay.
You go first.
Cruel bored giantess makes you come and swallows you alive with digestion.
Oh, God, to be swallowed alive with digestion.
I watched this because I wanted to know if you actually like went into her stomach. And you don't, unfortunately. But
with digestion implies a process following consumption that I don't know if I want to be there for, but maybe somebody does.
I was like, I don't know. Are we going to go fully inside her?
Are we
going to
do a laparoscopy? Yeah. Is that what that word is? I don't think that's the right word. Is it? Who knows?
Maybe.
It's some kind of scope.
It's some sort of scope, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. BBW giantess loses her tiny BF in her big ass.
Oh, man.
I hate when that happens. It is a genuine concern. You get lost in there.
Yeah. When it's that big, you know.
Slash, that's part of the kink.
Yes. Okay. Giantess fucks the president's airplane. This one was awesome because it was like actually had the POV of like being inside an airplane and you like saw her face like through the windshield. What is it called? I don't know what it's a windshield on an airplane.
I think it's still a windshield.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? It serves the same
from
function.
The cockpit. The view from
the cockpit windshield.
Yeah.
That's kind of an amazing production feat. Decent production or was it just wow?
I mean, it just like blows my mind sometimes the lengths that these people get to.
Yeah. Okay. Giantess pet died in pussy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That one's too dark for me. I can't.
Oh.
I can't with that one.
When you say the word pet, I'm thinking of something that I don't want to see die, you know?
Exactly. I'm thinking about my dog who's napping nearby. I don't want her in anyone's pussy in any capacity. So, safe or otherwise.
Yeah.
Stark.
Which is a thing, hard crush versus soft crush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Hard crush is like dark. soft crush is like ants and things like that. okay. Next one. Watch me fart on this shrunken guy named Mark. Giantess farting asshole.
Oh no. This guy named Mark.
I like it because it kind of rhymes. Watch me fart on the shrunken guy named Mark.
Yeah, there's a rhythm to it. There's a poetry. Okay, well, I obviously had to come in this one next because it's the same genre.
Yeah.
Shrunken fart prisoner, giantess girl farts.
A fart prisoner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
believe it. A fart fucking prisoner.
That sounds like anyone who has to sleep in bed with me. They are a fart prisoner.
Yeah.
Okay, last one for me. Giantess anal vor, bus in ass. I clicked on this
bus
because I needed to know in case it was bust and a typo, but no, it was a bus. It was a school bus.
It was a school. I was going to say, somehow I knew it was going to be a school bus.
Like,
it's not going to be a city bus. It's going to be there's something more dastardly about a school bus.
It was a school bus, and it was just a shot of her cheeks spread and her butthole, and like it was like winking at me, and it opened up, and a bus just peeked out and then went back in.
Peeked out and schlooped back in.
Yep, it was sucked. The sphincter just pulled it back.
Just
pulled it into reverse.
Yes, pulled it back. Yeah, good.
Just winked at me.
Shall we take a quick break and come back to talk about our videos?
Yeah.
Great.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back
to talk about a porn of the same title as the topic, Giantess. This is from Aorta Films.
This is the first video I think we've talked about from Aorta Films.
I think it is, although I was like, what the fuck? I think we've maybe almost talked about them because they sounded so familiar.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do I know them? And I went to their whole video library on Pink Label.
Yeah.
By the way, we got this video via Pink Label TV. Highly recommend.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't think we've talked about any of these, but I'm so glad we did.
I
have their little blurb here I would love to read.
Yeah, totally.
Aorta Films is an award-winning studio creating explicit, experimental queer cinema, lusty, opulent, glorious fuckery. Currently led by creative director Max Capacity, Aorta Films produces monthly short films and long-term feature projects hailing from queer BDSM community and experimental performance contexts. Aorta Films works collaboratively, prioritizing safe and enthusiastically consensual working processes, centering performers across a wide range of bodies and identities. You love to see it.
That's right. So yeah, I'm stoked to talk about this vid and highlight them as a company.
Yeah. And they have a ton of content. Like some of these companies have like a couple videos, but they seem to have a lot. So if you dig this, there might be more out there for you.
Yeah.
We should also note starring Chloe Venom, filmed by Teen Wolf, edited by Teen Wolf, music by Asher Reyes.
Cool. So quick little synopsis. Chloe's like walking around stomping. We see a tiny car following her, and then we get some, you know, some touching of her body, and then she tortures this tiny little man. What is cool about this is everything is super zoomed in, so we get the perspective of her being large. And I loved that she was like obviously so comfortable in her body. You know, like it was she was enjoying her body while she was sitting there.
She was also effectively blasé. That's a big part of the genre to be like
I don't give a fuck about you.
I can't even, like, what am I going to do with you? Like, she finds the car and she's like, didn't I fucking tell you not to come back here? And she's like, you're a toy. And she, like, rolls the car around on her body, which is obviously a little bit of a tease.
Yeah.
But falls into the, like, what do I do with this? This is stupid.
Yes.
And then she pulls our little action figure out of the car.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When we talk about this a lot, about, like, power dynamics and how you can be a dom and not be, like, the... like bitchy, you know, there's obviously a spectrum of like being in control, you know?
Yes.
And this is more on like the blasé, I can't even care, you know, which I think is very effective.
Yeah, I think it fits with the genre really well.
Totally.
She also has an interesting little tool here where she, so this is, I guess, continuing the summary, but she's like, you're not even my lipstick is bigger than you.
Yeah.
And she pulls out her lipstick and holds up the guy who's obviously tinier, and then we reveal later that the lipstick is a vibrator, and I was like, oh, this is a fun little trick she did. It is a bigger, it's a bigger than average lipstick case. It was like, that is a big lipstick.
I know. I was like, wait a second, and then I was like, oh my god, I've never seen this vibrator before. It was like, it looked like a sonic, like clit
suction
vibe.
Almost looked like a sonic wave like vibrator satisfier, because it looked like it was designed to encase her clit.
Yeah.
Like it had an opening, rather than having like a smooth lipstick finishing, it had like an open mouth.
I know. I was like,
I was curious about it. And I feel like it must have been too, because I don't feel like those little lipstick tubes are doing, I don't know, who are those for?
I know.
Those are really hard and like take a lot. There's just not enough oomph, but there might have been in this one. Like it seemed like it could have been.
100%. Yeah. So we get a lot of, there's also like some humiliation. There's some crossover here with like SPH, right? Because she's like, your tiny dick is fucking useless. You know, like you can't even actually like see, let's see if you can actually please me. And she like tries to like rub him like on her clit and her vulva and like puts him inside of her. And she's like, you're not even doing anything. Are you in? Are you in? I can't even tell.
Yeah.
So it reminded me a lot of like some of the SPH stuff that we've
watched. It does have an SPH vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, that like sub-dom dynamic.
Yeah.
She also, this is a detail that is kind of revealed later, but yeah, she puts him, this little toy inside of her, and she's like, oh, I don't even know if you're doing anything, and then masturbates with a lipstick, and then after, his just like feet are sticking out. Like that was just the thing, a detail.
Well, she swallowed him.
Well, she swallows him, but she also like has his feet sticking out of her vulva, like little tiny feet at the end.
Yeah.
And then there's also a point where she sits on him and then stands up and he like peels off and falls. Like something about that. I was like, this feels like the kink. This feels right. That she'd like sit on him and he would just like dwindle off. Like
it
just feels like such a visceral representation of the disproportion, you know? I was like, totally. This is working. I don't have this kink, obviously, but this is working for me and demonstrating differential, I guess.
Right. She tries, like, multiple ways to see if he's, like, useful, you know? She's like, you can't even, like, be... I can hide you in my belly button, you know?
Yeah.
I can sit on you. I can crush you. I can put you in my tits. Like, maybe if you're lucky, you'll smother and die in there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you know, the only way you're going to be useful is as a snack. And she puts them in her mouth and she's like, I hope all of your friends are watching, which I loved. So like really just like further the humiliation is being like, all of your friends are going to see how like pitiful and useless you are.
Yeah. Every turn was an opportunity to toss some humiliation in there, which feels right.
Right. So she swallows him whole and then she masturbates and... we get some close-up shots of her vulva, and she's like, I'm thinking about someone who's big and tall.
Just and like just, me, I would never think about a tiny person.
I loved that. And then she, like, brings herself off, and then she's like, what? Are you serious? And he, like, comes out of her pussy.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, wait, I'm confused by the logic of, like, how the digestive system works, but whatever, I'll take that leap because that was funny.
Yeah. I like the reveal that she's like, how did you survive that? Okay. Still don't care, but
and throws him and then kicks him away. Yeah. I loved it. I loved seeing, like, a woman, you know, obviously being the one in power and, like, not giving a fuck about this tiny little man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it felt like just the right amount of production value, too. Like, it felt very homemade. Weirdly, I like the detail that there was a wood-burning stove just, like, in the room with her. I was like, she's in, like,
chair.
Portland or somewhere nearby in Colorado. Like, I absolutely, like, would fuck with this woman in real life, you know?
And there was no fee-fi-fo-fum, which I loved.
Are you sure you didn't want that? Because I might have fucked with some fee-fi-fo-fum.
You know, there was no, like, I am a giant.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I need.
Yeah.
Speaking of, should we talk about the other
one? Yeah, let's talk about the other one. So the next video we're going to discuss is Giantess Whose Goes in My Lair from Astro Domina, a.k.a. Astro Kitty.
Yeah.
Independent performer on Pornhub. Verified, again, like, it sucks to talk about folks just, like, trying to make a living. And
I know, but
this isn't our kink, so it feels like tricky territory. And it does feel like this performer does a lot of Giantess stuff, and I think she has a fucking audience. Like, a lot of her videos are like tens of thousands of views and fairly high ratings, so I think she's working for some people. But I do have like a few notes.
First of all, I have to say that I think that there's a setting, automatic setting, that happens when you watch this video because it was like super slow-mo, right?
Oh,
did this happen for you?
No, I didn't have super slow-mo. I mean, I was like, she was speaking slowly and we were like tight on her mouth when we started, but it didn't feel like the video was slowed down. It just felt like she was doing a sort of campy thing. Okay, being like, wait. Who goes there? Who is seeking for the giantess?
I was getting like, who is seeking for the giantess?
That I wonder if your video was like weirdly on a different setting. I mean, it felt slow, but not like slowed down.
But
it just felt like cheesy.
I definitely didn't touch anything. and then when I went to go watch the other videos that we had for another episode, I was in slow-mo. And I was like,
I think you landed in slow-mo somehow.
But I don't know how I did it. I was like, this must be like something that she has in the setting on this video. I was like, there's no way.
Something happened with your computer or your like video settings, because this was just a normal video to me. Well, nothing was slow-mo.
Oh my God. It was like this. I'm going to fall asleep. I was like,
that's
this,
really
like,
funny
so...
though, because that actually would have been a cool effect for this. Like,
oh, it
if
wasn't.
She
I'll tell
was
you
speaking
that
at a, but if she was speaking at a normal pace and slowed it down a little, and it was like, who goes there? Like, that could have been cool.
Yeah.
But she was already speaking slow, so I imagine watching it in slow-mo just made it feel insane. And yeah, she talks for a while. She's got like a monologue up top.
Literally, one of my notes is, she's speaking in slow-mo and then also adds a slow-mo effect? Question mark?
Yes, I think that's what happened. And I think that's your fault, not hers, unfortunately. But yeah,
I was annoyed.
Understandably. Just an accident, it sounds like. So she does a whole monologue. We're like zoomed in on her mouth.
Right.
It feels very improvised, even though it feels highly staged. Like, it feels like badly scripted, where she's like, who goes there? Who is seeking for the giantess? Who wants my attention? It better be a good one, because I am not expecting any guests tonight, unless you are a trespasser, and it looks like you guys are. It looks like you guys are here to attack me. Good thing a giantess like me can easily spot stinking tiny men entering my house. I won't do the whole monologue, but I'll just leave off my favorite line.
Okay.
I sure hope you guys are ready for this. You will only end as this will only end as pure entertainment for a giant like me. Like, I've referenced Meg Stalter on the show before. This felt like similar again, where I was like, this will only end as this will only end as pure entertainment. Where I was like, oh, we are playing pretend, you know?
How about when she said the word nincompoop? I lost it. I was like, you can't say the word nincompoop and then upload your stuff to Pornhub. That's you can't do that.
On the spectrum of like sexy to like child's play that I feel like the giantess category can waver between, this felt super like childish and playing pretend. And, like felt like out of those like Disney cartoons. Like, well, it felt very fee-fi-fo-fum.
The size of the men Yes. I was like, where do you even buy those things? I don't even know what they are.
They're they were literally like tinier than the little like Gulliver's models.
Yeah, like tinier than a fingernail. Like I was like, where do you even?
Yeah. Again, I'm a miniature fetishist. We'll go ahead and say.
Okay.
Do you know about in Midtown, the like museum you can go to that's just a bunch of tiny models?
Only because that one time when you went there.
And I told you about it and made you watch all the videos probably.
Yes. Yes.
But you can get like different sizes of like tiny models. You can even commission a model of yourself.
Lilliputian.
These were like even smaller than the smallest ones on their like full display. Like I truly don't know where she got these. It was impressive.
Right. So we're just going back and forth between the view of the men by her feet and her mouth. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what kills me is the way she's like gesticulating with her feet. Like she's like rolling her toes, like she's like thinking.
Yeah,
like she's like, who wants to go first?
Ho hum, who shall I eat for and my snack?
She like
snack
does this thing where
next.
She like hits her feet down, like she's like
Yes,
I couldn't handle it. The foot acting.
Yes,
and she was like maybe you, like pointing with her toe.
Yeah.
It was so absurd.
And then she eats that. Well, first she steps on them.
Yeah,
she crushes
steps on
them. There was one like really hilarious crossfade, which I don't know if you caught if you're stuck in slow motion.
Yeah,
but she
know.
Goes, goodbye, my friend. And if the like tiny little model is on the floor, her foot like comes down like this. And then there's a crossfade when she's at like 30 degrees from the floor.
Yeah.
And we crossfade to him just being underneath. And I was like, do we need the special effects? Because he's just an action figure. We're not going to like damage him. Yeah. I don't know. I think she was trying to make it seem more real or like,
I don't know,
something.
And goodbye, my friend. I was like, okay, well, I thought these were intruders. And then she peels him off of her toe and she eats him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm bored because now she does this with like seven little men.
She's just one. She's just two at a time. She's another two. She's just taking her time with these intruders.
Uh-huh. And she's like, so I can have a good night snack, which I was not aware was a thing, but now I'm going to use every day of my life.
A good night snack. I mean, I have them. I just never coined them as such. Yeah. I will from here on out. There's also a point where she said, who is next? And stomped on the beat.
Yeah, I know. And then she's like, how about all of you? And then she makes this statement, which I will absolutely be fact checking, when she was like, the one and only Asian giantess.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you're the only one, but she could have like status, you know.
Right,
I heard that and was like, maybe she has carved out a niche in a way that like she has a lead. But
and then she gets all of them in her mouth and she laughs. And I was just like, I can't believe I watched this whole thing.
I can't believe you watched that whole thing in slow motion. I mean,
Laura, I felt like I lost 7 years of my life.
You did.
I was like,
you also
got to
figure out what's happening with your Pornhub settings.
Well,
because
I fixed it because then when I went to watch the stuff for Redhead and Penny Pax was like, I had this dream the other. I was like,
you were like,
okay,
no
something's
way.
Wrong. Yeah, something's wrong. But yeah, I was like, this thing's 45 minutes long. She's speaking in slow-mo and there's a slow-mo added to it. Like, do we really need this? So that's all to say that you guys got to be careful with your Pornhub settings when you're streaming things. Because I didn't know that you could go in slow-mo.
Do you think she actually ate those tiny little men?
I mean, she easily could have. They were so tiny.
They were so tiny. But then she wouldn't be able to reuse them for another video. It seems like she makes a lot.
Unless she picks them out.
Yeah. Listen, we're hating on this video.
Yeah.
I think there's more credit that it deserves than we're probably giving it. Because I do think this kink is, like, not ours. And,
totally.
It seems like she has an audience and is doing all of the things that tick the boxes. Like, this and the Pink Label video were actually not that different to me. They were both kind of like ridiculous in the notion of we're watching a tiny man, like a tiny little action figure, be abused. But I think, like, weirdly, she's like inches from greatness in this category. Like, if she improved her production value a little bit, scripted her monologue a little.
Okay, fine.
And I don't know if she does like stuff that's sexual, like that could, that could be a thing too. But I don't know if every person with a giantess kink wants sex in their videos.
I don't think I would I wouldn't assume. But I also have to say that I'm looking for more. I want some more, you know, special effects. Like, I
you want
see...
higher production value.
Yes.
And we almost did talk about a video that I was like, I don't think this can be the one because this is pretty well executed.
Right.
Like, it's hilarious to me.
Well, because
the production value is high.
All it was her mouth and her feet.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. The other video, she did a ton of POV, which to me, like, works really well because then I can imagine I'm the little man.
Exactly.
But I do think.
I want to be the little man.
I do think also if you have a vererophilia kink that you. You want to see the tiny man get eaten. So it's hard for me to say whether the tiny man is worth the like production value risk. And in that one, there was like a little tiny CGI man just on her foot, like awkwardly like caressing it. It just was too funny for words, but that could be part of the kink for some folks. So I don't know. It's hard to animate a tiny man in your little videos. Like that's some fucking expensive effects, I imagine.
I know. Well, fair. But I'm like, go big or go home, you know? Literally.
Oh, they went big. They're going big.
Are either of these going in your spank bank?
This just isn't my thing, so no. I liked Chloe Venom. I liked the performer in the Giantess one, and I imagine I would want to check out other work by that performer and by Aorta Films.
Yeah,
but
same.
As far as actual masturbation to either of these films, just ain't my thing, so.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Agreed. But if, hey, listeners out there, if Giantess is your thing and you have a vid that you want to send to us, let us know.
Feel free. We're happy to make recommendations in some of these trickier kinks where it's harder to find a lot of content that is both like feels vetted and safe. Granted, Giantess doesn't seem like a very problematic category because it's a lot of self-production.
Exactly.
But we always love those recommendations because we love to direct people to that stuff. If stuff's hard to find, we want to help you find it.
And we love to hear from our listeners.
Yeah, just generally speaking.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram at girlsonporn, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website, girlsonporn.com, and on patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And I don't know, maybe give us a little cheeky 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll share it on our Instagram.
Yeah. Or even some love on aforementioned Patreon. We are taking your generous donations and subscriptions.
So we can continue to bring good porn to the masses.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
Bye.
B5O Fum.
That was a HeadGum podcast.